So it was like chapter 1 and 2?
Yeah.
I don't have the textbook yet. It's still in the mail, so I haven't read it, but I can participate in some form of conversation, I guess. Yeah, I left my textbook at my house, and I'm not there.
I just got the textbook today as well. The biggest thing that I took out of the first chapter was reflection, like the importance of reflection through like just reviewing what happened in your classroom and how you're evaluating.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things I got from the first chapter was that having like the teacher assess and then peer assess and then self-assess just gives that much more feedback without the teacher doing a whole bunch of work, and it actually like takes away some of the work that the teacher has to do because the students are doing part of it for them. And then two, when they self-assess, it's giving them more authority and more choice kind of in their learning and how they want their learning to go.
So it gave like many options for assessment then?
Yeah, and just like the biggest thing I think with self-assessing is that students can take control of their learning and they can have like a say in kind of how their learning goes and how much effort they put into their learning and that kind of thing more.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I have a question. How often do you guys think that self-assessments that students are like, I don't want to say lying, but like marking themselves too high because they want a good grade? Like, how often do you think that's happening? Because I know I did it when I was like in high school and stuff. Like, I would give myself 100% when I probably didn't deserve it. Like, I do like self-assessments and I think they're really important, but like, how often do you think that's happening and how do you stop that from happening, I guess?
I think that's like a really important like question to ask, because yeah, we definitely, I am also guilty of not being completely honest with it, but I think that's like also to have to do with teacher collaboration. So right. If I'm gonna mark myself, my teacher should also have like a say in like, hey, I disagree with that and here are the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Or hey, I think that was really good, or you should have a different mark, like you should have a higher mark.
Yeah,
it's like I think it's encouraging collaboration of teacher and student.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that like including self-assessments in younger grades could maybe help with that too? Just like getting them in the routine of like doing self-assessments and being truthful with self-assessments and really looking at like what their learning is and why it's important to do self-assessments for their learning could possibly help with, you know, them being more truthful.
Yeah, I think that would definitely help. Like, I don't think I had to do self-assessment until I was in like grade 10. So of course I'm going to be like, hell yeah. Like, I'm going to give myself 100% because I'm 15.
Yeah.
That's what my brain does, right? But if I was in grade 2, say, and they said, okay, how do you think you did on this whatever, I think it would have trained me a little bit differently.
Yeah. I did them, like, as a little, like, I think grade 1 was when I started them. So it, like, built the idea of integrity. And it just kind of pressured you a little bit differently.
I think,
but like, that's just my experience.
Yeah, like I did a self-assessment with my pre-intern kids in like November, whenever it was, and just to see like what they would say, and they were actually really truthful about it. They're grade 1-2s, and so I think like mm-hmm. especially that grade kind of 1-3 age, they tend to be way more truthful, just because they're so little and you know. Don't
yeah.
what they're doing.
And I think like the idea of peer pressure comes in. Like, I'm in a 6-7 and these kids won't do their homework unless their friend does it.
Yeah. And I also wonder if, like, you know how...
Or, like, they won't do an assignment.
Yeah. You know how, like, we learn from our mistakes and stuff, too? Like, I wonder if the kids that do lie on them, like, I wonder if over time they just kind of learn that, like, oh, that wasn't... Like, I knew that I lied on that, so... Maybe, like, it gets them to think, like, right from wrong, too. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, like, in a weird way. Like, maybe, like, some psychology.
I think if it's not instilled as, like, a core value or a core belief, they're not really going to value it as much. They're going to be like, oh, well, I got the grade, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, continuously discussed or the discussion of integrity and values and beliefs are, like, a real conversation, they're really going to have no.
Oh, I wonder if my internet's cutting out or something.
I guess coming back to, like, the truthfulness part of it, like, how you were saying that, like, the grade 1-2s are more truthful than, like, do you think, I guess now I'm thinking, like, what, like, is it more beneficial to do self-assessments in the younger grades than the older grades? Because I think even if they are conditioned and trained, like, started doing self-assessments when they were younger and then it continued into high school, I still think lots of high school kids are still going to lie because it's just kind of how they are. But do you think it's more beneficial to do them in the younger grades than the older grades, or do you think it's still equal?
I think, like, yeah, for the younger grades, like, it's more, you'll probably get a better assessment out of that, but then the older grades, like, again, like, I think it's good maybe if we were to teach them, like, right from wrong and, like, no answers wrong, and then, yeah, like, if they do lie, then hopefully they can just kind of think, like, oh, like, maybe I'll do better next time, or, like, I don't know, I feel like maybe every age, just see what works for your classroom kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like, if you're just continuously, like, lying on them, I think that's a different conversation. Like, if you're so far off base as, like, a grade 5 student and you've constantly done it, I think that's a different conversation that needs to be had. And it's not about assessment. At that point, it's, like, a psych eval. If you're continuously lying and trying to do what's not the right thing, and you're just not being self-reflective or internalizing anything, that's a different conversation. But I think by continuously practicing self-assessments, sorry, it would be huge to, like, it would be way in their benefit.
Yeah, for sure.
I also think, like, younger age are also, like, a lot harder on themselves. Like, I was in a grade 1 class, and our teacher, like, our co teacher says they always, like, put themselves so much lower than what they're actually at, too. Like, not more like the opposite, where high school students maybe lie just so they can maybe get a better grade. But, like, our, like, the one grade 1 class I was in, they all, like, put themselves, like, down so low.
Oh, I guess the other thing that I was going to say, I was going to talk about peer assessments, because I think Alana was kind of talking about how peer assessments, like, made it easier on the teacher, or, like, the levels of assessment made it easier on a teacher, I think you mentioned.
That's kind of what the textbook, like, was saying, yeah. Was, like, it kind of makes it easier on the teacher. It more provides the students with more feedback without adding extra work on the teacher.
Right, yeah. So I guess what I was going to say was, from I've had lots of experience with peer assessments where, like, I don't know, someone doesn't like someone that they're put in a group with. So then they, like, sewer them with the peer assessment, and then the teacher's like, well, I don't know if you did your work or not. Like, that, to me, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes it becomes more work because then you have to, like, talk to every student about each peer assessment. You know what I mean? Like, it gets, like, wishy-washy sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if you know what
sense.
I mean. That was confusing,
sense, yeah.
But... I do like them, though. I'm just bringing up all the issues. I don't know why.
Like, I think with any kind of, like, self-assessment or peer assessment, you have to do a lot of, like, pre-work until you can actually get them to fully self-assess and peer assess by themselves. Just because, like, they're not going to have the skills to just know how to peer assess each other equally, right? And
right.
So, like, even, like, you could start off with having them do it anonymously. And, like, I know that, like, a lot of kids can tell each other's writings. And so, like, their print. So that is not necessarily the best idea, but it can help with some of the, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you give your friends a good mark and you give your people you don't like a bad mark type thing.
Yeah. I wonder too if, like, those self-assessments and peer assessments are just to make sure that you know that the students are engaged or that they know, like, what's going on. It's just like a check-in maybe for the teachers.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Yeah. It can also help as, like, a reflection. Like when you self-assess, you're reflecting on your learning and you're thinking about, like, how you did and what you did wrong, what you did good.
Yeah.
And so, like, it really kind of drives in that the whole learning and reflecting on your learning process.
That kind of reminds me of, like, why people journal. It's, like, they write down their, like, their growth or something. Or so maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we were talking about, like, the importance of reflection. Like, it kind of comes down to that.
Yeah, that was a huge topic in, like, the beginning. Like, there was a quote on there. I have it. It just, like, it was really important. Just an event is not an experience until you reflect upon it. So if we're going to constantly be grading and not reflecting, there's really no point of us doing it. Because it doesn't show genuine growth within a student. It shows content covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's almost like we want, like, the students' beliefs to be, like, formed by them thinking about their own reflections, too. Like, if we can make that sort of an impact, maybe. Like, I don't know.
It builds insightful humans. That's what the goal is if they can self-reflect and they can self-regulate and they can do all these things alone, it's that idea of scaffolding and building on being able to do things alone and independently.
Does anybody have anything from, I think we mostly talked about, like, chapter one. Does anybody have anything from chapter two that they stood out to them? I found, like, so a lot of the, at least the beginning part was kind of focused on, like, how mistakes help with learning.
Yes or no, nobody, because I'm going to fucking eat the whole thing.
And then, there was a, on one of the pages, there was a thing that said, like, teachers making mistakes, like, purposely and then fixing them to show students, like, what, like, okay, you made a mistake, you fixed it, how that helps your learning. And that was something that kind of really stood out to me, like, is, like, intentionally making a mistake and then correcting yourself, fixing it so that you can show to your students rather than just telling them, like, oh yeah, everybody makes mistakes, it's okay, you can show them.
It also changes the pattern of your brain. Like, making mistakes helps create, rather than, like, a shaming mindset, it builds a growth mindset.
Exactly.
So it allows that room and that j- just development of making mistakes and how that's how you learn.
Ooh, I really like science. This is just random, but like to inspire the kids, like just talk about how scientists like make a million mistakes, and like that's a part of science. Like there's so many ways you can just like be inspirational for kids to just keep going, like persevere.
I think we only have a couple minutes left, like two or three. How does everybody want me to share the recording with them?
I'm good if we just like put it in like the UR courses email.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, then I will do that. Cool. Was there anything else anybody wanted to talk about? Ideas or whatnot?
I have a question. It's just about one of our assignments, if you guys caught on with that. Like, with the interview thing, are we supposed to interview, like, teachers or something?
Yeah, I talked with him about a lot of things. I met with him one morning because I was really confused.
Yeah.
And so he said two teachers or, like, any educational professional. So he's like an LRT or somebody who works in like a K-12 school, though, or like K-8,
oh, okay.
10-12, but somebody who works in kind of that realm. He said the reason he kind of like he doesn't want us talking to professors is basically what he said. He wants us talking to like two people who are kind of in the K-12 system.
Two people, okay.
So yeah, he said it could be like two teachers, it could be a teacher and an LRT, it could be a teacher and a principal, it could be like whatever you want.
Yeah, thank you. I was just like, oh, okay, I think it's an interview with like a teacher or something.
Yeah,
and I've never done that before, so I'm gonna have to, yeah, it seems like something different for me.
I know,
I'm gonna have to find some teachers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How are you guys making out?
We're good.
Yeah. Chapter 1 and 2 done?
Yeah, pretty much. I think we covered.
Okay. You're way ahead because a lot of groups are just starting chapter 2. Just so you kind of know, you know, they just, it's the first time. It's a little uneven. So it's all right. And yeah. So who's secondary? Did you guys find out about each other?
Oh, I guess we could do that.
Yeah. Who's your facilitator?
Well, I kind of asked a bunch of questions, so I guess it's me today.
So, you know, it's just part of being in the teaching form, part of the school system, getting to know people, building relationships, right? So, okay, I'll let you. I'm going to another room. This is kind of fun to cruise back and forth, just surf room to room. And I can't even believe I'm getting paid to do this. Can you? I'm just kidding, Hannah.
Okay, well, we can do like quick intros, I guess. I'm Hannah. I am in secondary ed. I'm in the combined B-Ed, B-Kin. With a major in phys ed and double minor in health and outdoor ed.
Yes. Well, my name's Mahani. I'm in that elementary ed program for like the K-5 in my third year now.
I'm Alana. I'm also in the K-5 in my third year.
I'm Erica. I'm also in elementary ed and this is my third year.
I'm Nadia. I am in middle years. This is my third year.
I'm Josh, and I'm also secondary phys ed major health minor.
Mm-hmm.